Kanita Sami runs the heritage consultancy firm Vida Memoria. And Kanita, good afternoon to you. You've been instrumental in driving this proposal, I believe.
Hi, John. Thank you for having me on your show today. Really appreciate it. Yes, Vida Memoria have partnered with the Cape Mazar Society to declare the Circle of Tombs as National Heritage Sites. So it is a serial nomination, which means we started with 10, and we will be doing further batches over the next, hopefully, 2 to 3 years.
These 10, what is the status? Is it still a proposal, or has there been a decision which maybe still has to be promulgated, but there is a firm decision which has been taken?
Thank you for asking. So the sites have been nominated and they've been graded. And what that means is that we've gone through the first part of the process with SARA, where they have acknowledged that the sites are of national heritage significance. And we are currently in the second phase of the process, which is, and that's why I'm so, so happy to be on your show, is calling for public support. So where we are now is we've gone back. SARA has given us the go-ahead to do a 60-day consultation process. We've set up, and I'll give the details a bit later, but we've set up a website where people can go and get some information and also lodge their support. Once that is done, SARA will take the final decision as to whether or not they'll be declaring the site.
I can't imagine that there would be anybody or anybody who needs to be taken seriously who would object to this. But do you need a significant show of support, not implicit support, not people who are part of the Muslim community saying it's a great idea amongst themselves, but saying if you don't have significant support expressed via the website, does that jeopardize the declaration by SARA?
So what we're needing to do is show that the sites are significant on a national level. So it's very different when you're doing, and we have done declared sites on a provincial level. So we do a very different type of consultation. You know, we go into local communities and we speak to people in various areas. With this particular nomination, SARA wants to see that the sites are of significance not just to people residing in the Western Cape. And we have received quite a huge support from other provinces as well as internationally. And that's what the authorities want to see.
Okay. And the fact that you chose these 10 as the first of your serial application, I would imagine it's a fairly obvious deduction that they are the most historically heritage significant of all of the Kramat sites around Cape Town.
Yes. So the Circle of Tombs, what we're trying to do is saying that each of them are significant in their own right, but they also contribute to the circle. You know, it's the fact that there is the Circle of Islam around Cape Town, that each site contributes to, the prophecy that there's this protection for the Cape based on each of these individual sites. But also the Mazar Society, I didn't want to be the person saying, oh, we chose these 10 because. So what we did was I asked the Mazar Society to tell me which 10 they felt they would like to nominate first. In fact, all the sites have been nominated, but these are the first 10 to go through the process.
Okay. And that description of being the Circle of Islam, how flexible do you have to imagine a circle in terms of this? Or if one were to have a satellite photograph and the 10 sites picked out on that satellite photograph, would it approximate quite closely to a circle?
It does. I would actually encourage people to go to the Cape Mazar Society website. It's very simple. It's capemazarsociety.com. And they have a very lovely booklet where they've identified all the Kramats. They have a description of each Kramat. And then there's a map that shows where they are located. And so if you're within the city bowl, you actually do have. So the sites that we're looking at the moment, just to give you an idea of how you could feel contained within the circle, is Signal Hill, Oude Kraal, Constantia, Mowbray, and then Fourie and Simonstown. So wherever you go, if you are aware of where they're located, you do have a sense that you are within a particular space.
The only one that I drive past on a fairly regular basis is the one in Constantia, and I almost never see nobody there visiting that site. Almost every time that I drive past, no matter what time of day, obviously there are times of the day and days of the week when there are more people there, but there is almost always one or two or three cars parked outside the Kramat and people paying their respects there. What difference will it make to these sites if they do get declared as heritage sites? I mean, does it bring in any extra protection, any extra money for maintenance, or is it more importantly a symbolic acknowledgement of the importance of these sites in our history?
You're very correct. So it is a symbolic acknowledgement of the significance of the site. And one of the things that I always say to people is that the National Estate, the list of heritage sites, reflects the legacy, it reflects the heritage of our country. So this provides an opportunity for this particular heritage to be acknowledged and remembered and commemorated. And secondly, the Mazar Society operates on the basis where they raise funds for the maintenance of all of these sites. And we are hoping that through the increased awareness, it would assist them in carrying out their mandate of caring for these sites.
And now, Kanita, you need to give us the website which people can go to show their support for this program.
Yes, thank you. So the website is www.vidamemoria.co.za, and I'll spell that. It's all lowercase, VIDAMEMORIA. And there's a tab there. If you click on the Kramat tab, it will take you to the form that can be completed to lodge your support, or if you'd like to send any comments. And then also, this coming week, we'll be launching a social media campaign with Yasin Barnes, the comedian. And so people can also go onto his Twitter and Instagram feed and like and retweet his posts, and we will be telling that up as indication of support as well.
Kanita Sami of Vida Memoria, and that is the title of the site to which you must go to show your proposal for this. Kanita runs the heritage consultancy firm Vida Memoria.